Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and wet Wednesday alohas. Yeah, I know, same old forecast, day after day. Here we go with the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show, the 5 o'clock follies, hosted by yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just pick up the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Or if you prefer to text me, and we'll catch up there momentarily, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email, of course, remains bob@1063word.com. Bobby, that terrorist woman's baby fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down. Yeah, but it's not the baby's fault. Hey, buddy. Why in the heck are Greenville taxpayers on the hook to pay for lunch during the drag queen story hour? Is this a common occurrence? Do police get paid lunches often? I don't know. We'll have to check and find out. So, hi, Bob. Thank you very much for your show. It's great. Just wondering what we can do to make sure the Greenville library system does not receive taxpayer dollars if they propose more programs like the drag queen hour. Well, typically, when you feel the funding pinch, that can be a behavioral modification form. Just, you know, let your state representative, state senator know what's going on here. Bobby, there's another kind of lie you didn't mention. It's the comforting lie that carries the ring of truth, because you've heard it dozens of times already and want to believe it. Yeah, like Trump is a Russia asset. Mm-hmm. Bobby, what a load. The Southern Poverty Law Center is nothing but a commie money-making machine, and how they've ever achieved status is beyond me. Who gives a rat's you-know-what the SPLC says? They're a bunch of green mailers. Essentially, you know, they will tell businesses, look, you know, if you'd like to make a voluntary contribution, tax deductible, to the SPLC, then we'll make sure that we don't put you on the list of extremist organizations. What kind of organizations are on there? Oh, you know, like the Daughters of the American Revolution. You know, those kind of terrorist organizations. Bobby, if I were Bill Barr, the new AG, I would tell Bob Mueller point blank, do not release this report to anyone, including myself, until the president is back in D.C. Bobby, John 844 describes all these liars to a T from Mark. Bobby, one good thing about hemp, it makes great rope, wink, wink. We either hang together or we shall certainly hang separately, said Benjamin Franklin. Bobby, AOC with horse teeth like that, would transgender her boyfriend. By the way, one other note on her boyfriend. You know, he's got a congressional email address, and that came to a number of people's attention. They said, well, family members, she explained, family members are quite often given a congressional email address so they can view our calendar. And she said, but he's not on the staff, and he wasn't paid anything. Oh, yeah? A little digging and investigating has turned up that actually he was a consultant to the campaign and has been paid about $6,000. So when she said he's not making anything, Bob, careful about AOC. She may be Bernie's Veep, according to Limbaugh. Yeah, I would think she would, you know, she's gotten enough Twitter visibility to be Bernie Sanders' Veep. And Biden is said to be considering, what's his name? Robert O'Rourke from Texas, better known as Beto, whatever that means. Now, Bobby, FYI, announcement, the Battle of Tobacco Road, tonight at 9 on ESPN, Go Heels. Boy, they're going to have to. Seen those Dukies with Zion, kid from right here in the upstate? They are tough. Anything else that I've missed here? Bobby, how many of these guys have now been on book tours? Too many. Bobby, here's a campaign slogan. AOC is not A-OK for NYC. We keep hearing the rumor mill grinding exceedingly fine that Pelosi and the others are so upset about AOC revealing the real plan that the Democrats have for the great unwashed masses of America, that is, of course, to turn us all into slaves, that they want to, they're secretly nosing around trying to find somebody to primary her in coming up in 2 years. Democrats are looking for somebody to primary her. Meantime, as we hear the Mueller report may be out soon, wake me when it comes out. A majority of voters now agree senior DOJ and FBI officials are, quote, likely to have acted criminally when they secretly discussed removing President Trump from office. Essentially a silent coup d'etat. Would that not be sedition? Why are these guys out on a book tour and on every cable news show you turn on painting themselves as patriots when they ought to be behind bars in the Gray Bar Hotel? Who's going to form a grand jury or appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Clapper, Comey, Mueller, for that matter, McCabe, Sally Yates? The list goes on and on. You know them as well as I do. Who's going to investigate them? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. We're too busy rousting 68-year-old political consultant Roger Stone out of his bed with an FBI SWAT team raid in the pre-dawn hours of the morning. Like the guy was Machine Gun McGurk and the FBI had him cornered. Give me a break. Voters also believe a special prosecutor is needed to investigate the situation. Rasmussen Report poll, just out. 56% of likely U.S. voters believe these officials have broken the law during their discussions in May 2017 to oust Mr. Trump using the 25th Amendment, which it was not designed for. 36% say it's unlikely. Yeah, right. When McCabe admitted he did it, how could it be unlikely? Wake up and smell the coffee. The rest are undecided. 51% say a special prosecutor should be named. 38% disagree. Only 36% say no disciplinary action should be taken against the senior law enforcement officials who discussed removing the president from office. 21% say they should be fired. Well, many already have. 25% think they should be jailed. 12% are calling for a formal reprimand. Yeah, that'll teach them. Formal reprimand, an angry letter from Bill Barr. That'll set him straight. 16 after 5. Be right back. Welcome back. By the way, coming up in the next few minutes, since it's Wednesday, we will be delving into our latest edition of Yes or BS. You're invited to play along there in your vehicle or your home or wherever you may be in on the text line. Bob, whatever percentage point I am, says that nothing disciplinary will happen to anyone in D.C. Well, anyone on the left, certainly, and who's going to bet against that, given our experience so far? Bob, if senior officials had these discussions of removal during the Obama presidency, they would all be breaking rocks at the Gray Bar Hotel. No, May of 2017 is when McCabe said Rosenstein suggested that he could wear a wire to get evidence to approve the president's incapacity to serve, and therefore they could use the 25th Amendment to remove a duly and legally elected president. Bobby, not sure, but I think they repeal the Powers and Sedition Act that John Adams pushed through to squash usurpers. That's true. That one is gone. However, 18 U.S. Code 2384, seditious conspiracy, says, and I quote, if two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States or to levy war against them or to oppose by force the authority thereof or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Now, the kicker to 2384 is by force. So would using the 25th Amendment be construed as by force? Bobby, isn't there an age requirement for president? AOC is only 29. You misunderstood. We're talking about her running on a ticket on the undercard being the VP, where there is no age requirement. Bobby, if the only people that showed up for the Drag Queen Story Hour were the children of the parents that wanted drag queens reading them stories, I really don't think they'd come back. I think they'd be bored without the controversy and would move on. Bobby, I hope President Trump gets a copy of the Mueller report to use as White House toilet paper. Bobby, if AOC eventually runs for president, I'll take myself down to Mexico. From what I understand, there'll be plenty of room down there. Yeah, Nicaragua, too. Venezuela's wide open, but I wouldn't recommend that. Bobby, you got it wrong. Biden is considering that man named Michelle Obama. Okay. Yeah, here's another misunderstood. AOC is only 29 years old, not old enough for POTUS. Yeah, we know that. We're talking about her being a VP candidate. Bobby, speaking of the Duke game tonight, Obama is said to be at home tonight. Warning. Uh-oh. Bobby, Battle of Tobacco Road tonight. Go Duke. Right. And take state with you. Bob, what does AOC brush her teeth with? A push broom? Now, that's body shaming. Body shaming. Can't have any of that. Okay, here we go. So we have plenty of time for today's edition. Time for this week's version of, where'd I put it? There it is. Yes, or, well, you know.
And now it's time for Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes. Or BS.
That's just an endless cycle of bullshit.
Well, you're certainly right about that. Here we go with this week's edition of Yes or BS, and you're invited to play along at home, in your vehicle, wherever you may be. Oscars coming up this weekend. excuse me, dozed off there for a moment. So movies, the title for this week's Yes or BS. We give you a statement, you decide yes, it's true, or no, that is total BS. Today, movies with at least five, count them, five sequels. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Number one on our list, Lethal Weapon. At least five sequels? Yes or BS?
BS.
Moneypenny says BS?
Yes.
Annie says yes, but Annie, I'm afraid, starts off in the negative category.
Wrong.
And aren't there just four of them?
Actually, three sequels, okay. Four movies total.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's been talk about doing a fifth one, but who knows.
Whatever.
Next on the list, and this one's probably easy for you, Rocky. Dun, 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 dun. At least five sequels for Rocky?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're both right. we gave you an easy one there. There are now eight movies in the franchise. The first five, then Rocky Balboa in 06, Creed in 2015, and Creed 2 is as far as we've gone so far. Number three on the list, and this one may be testy.
Uh-oh.
Die Hard. I'm not asking if it's a Christmas movie. I'm asking if there were at least five sequels.
I'm going to say yes.
BS.
Die Hard, BS, I'm afraid. Yep. They've only made four sequels so far. The last one, A Good Day to Die Hard in 2013. Supposedly, there is a sixth one in the works, but haven't seen that yet. The horror movie Saw. Has it had at least five sequels?
Yes. Oh, good Lord, yes.
Yeah, everybody says yes on that one. That was pretty much, that was a slam dunk. First one came out in 04. They have already made seven. Moneypenny actually got the number right. Seven sequels. The eighth movie in the series was Jigsaw.
Yep.
Which came out last year.
Ugh.
And
no, I don't watch movies, not at all.
No, certainly not. And it doesn't show either. And finally, in today's Yes or BS, movies with at least five sequels, Ernest Goes to Camp.
Oh, they drilled that one into the ground. I say yes, yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yay!
They did wear out their welcome with Ernest. He's gone now, sadly. There were nine Ernest movies in the 80s and 90s, beginning with Ernest Goes to Camp in 1987 and ending with Ernest in the Army. In 1998. I think they stole that from an old Andy Griffith show plot, right? The character debuted in 1986, though, in a straight-to-video release called Dr. Otto and the Riddle of the Gloom Beam, which somehow I must have been out for popcorn or something when that one was.
Well, I'm surprised that they didn't put some of the other movies on there.
Like? Oh, you mean the they'd be too easy.
I mean, Land Before Time, Harry Potter, Star Wars, easy.
Yeah, list goes on and on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we tried to give you some that were somewhat challenging, although having Rocky in there might argue against that. There you go. There is today's edition of Yes or BS. Next Wednesday at this time, next category. That about evens the score for last week, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys kind of running neck and neck there. Annie is ready to go with her real day job next in the news center. And I'm right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show on Wednesday on WORD. Uh-oh. Hollywood. Every leftist politician, all the news media rushing desperately to blame the MAGA hat wearing men who attacked Empire actor Jussie Smollett. And now we see police officials in Chicago say Jussie Smollett is no longer a victim in their investigation. Now he is a suspect. Can you imagine all of the apologies? Well, don't hold your breath, because I'm sure we will hear arguments from the left. Well, you know what the Chicago police are like. You can't trust them. We know how they treat minorities. Washington Times reporting that Jussie Smollett, according to a police official, is now a suspect in this case. And you're probably familiar, been inundated with the details by now. Earlier today, there are people who had been wondering where was the FBI, where was the Postal Service in this investigation. There was a story at nationalreview.com, FBI working with USPS to determine whether Empire actor Jussie Smollett sent himself the threatening letter in the mail that started this whole business. And again, this story identifies these two guys who were interviewed by the Chicago PD as Nigerians. They're not Nigerians. They said yesterday or the day before that they are American citizens. They may be of Nigerian extraction, but they're Americans. Story here says the two Nigerian brothers who told Chicago police last week that Jussie Smollett paid them to stage a racially motivated attack on him have also told the authorities that Smollett sent himself the threatening letter that arrived on the set of the TV show that he's a part of, Empire, on January 22nd, just 7 days before they claim they conducted the hoax attack. The brothers, one of whom worked as an extra on Empire, reportedly claimed that Smollett was motivated to stage the attack after his co-workers' reaction to the letter did not live up to his expectations. The letter, which was accompanied by crushed-up aspirin, is now being analyzed at the FBI crime lab. The two brothers agreed to cooperate with police last week after they were presented with evidence that they purchased the rope that Smollett claimed was placed around his neck by two attackers who yelled racist and homophobic slurs before shouting, "This is MAGA country," as they fled. Chicago is MAGA country? Since when? Smollett's attorneys maintain he was attacked and have denied that he was complicit in staging the assault. Blah, blah, blah. So, they're going to get to the bottom of this thing, I guess, and find out. You know, and I mentioned yesterday, the Daily Caller had put together a list of all these hoax, racist attacks just since Donald Trump became president, and it printed out to 13 pages. Holy cow. Bobby, when news broke of the Jussie Smollett attack, couldn't you Jussie Smollett smell it? Fraud. Bobby, Jussie Smollett should be fired from his acting job and face criminal charges for filing false police reports and trying to incite race riots. Chicago police chief said last week, I believe it was, if it turns out that this was a hoax, that they will pursue charges against him. I believe the two brothers were supposed to testify before a grand jury yesterday, and that didn't happen, so don't know if they have yet or not. Bobby, why do we get the feeling they'll still want to blame Trump? They'll just double down and say Trump drove him to do it. Funny you should mention that. Very perceptive. I was back in the office briefly during the news. Juan Williams, who can always be counted on to present a cohesive, prescient intellectual argument on the Five on Fox, said essentially that, well, you know, Donald Trump has said all these racist things that have been inciting people. Trump drove him to it. Drove him to it. I say, yeah, right. Bobby, how many Friday the 13th movies have there been? Moneypenny is our resident Friday the 13th movie expert, and I'm sure can tell us. How many Friday the 13th, Moneypenny?
The answer is 12.
Wow.
The first one, 1980. The last one, 2009.
Okay. And a couple of them were actually pretty good. Bobby got a link as a response to the 52886 text of Carrie. Tried three times and got an error page, unable to proceed. Did you text the word Carrie? And if that's the case, that could be good. The text line could be overwhelmed. Love to see that. Bobby, when Republicans lie, they get fried, but when all the Democrats lie, it's all, well, just a joke. We're only joking. Yeah. Should people know a joke when you hear one? Young Frankenstein, Gene Wilder. And I believe I'm caught up momentarily. Yeah, Bobby Mack, as soon as you said Juan Williams, I said, who cares? Bobby, why would anybody believe that two white guys would go out in 10-degree weather at 2 o'clock in the morning to mug somebody? Good question. Well, apparently, Jussie Smollett thought that people would believe him. Oh, this just in. Breaking news about the news.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, CBS Evening News thinking about replacing their anchor. Will anyone notice? That's the next question. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Oh, yeah.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. Welcome back. Great to have you along here. 5:51, 6:09, the heavily congested 5 o'clock follies on the Bobby Mack Show. As I mentioned before we went to the break, CBS News, Eyeball News, is considering making significant changes to its flagship CBS Evening News. This, according to four people with knowledge of the talks, part of a top-down look at the news division by incoming president Susan Zirinsky. Execs are considering putting CBS This Morning anchor Nora O'Donnell in the lead role of its evening news broadcast, as well as moving the broadcast to Washington, D.C., instead of its longtime roost in New York City. CBS News declined to make executives available for comment. These plans are not definitive, these people cautioned, and there is no guarantee they will come to fruition. Hokum. If they're floating trial balloons out there, it's a done deal. All they need to do is negotiate with their agent on the new price. Jeff Glor remains anchor of CBS Evening News at present. Could you have said, Moneypenny, if I'd ask you who's the anchor of CBS Evening News, could you have told me it was Jeff Glor?
I don't watch it. I have no clue.
Yeah. And no, nor does much of America. Now, they can always bring back Dan Rather. You know, I'm sure he has more stories he could still share with us about George W. Bush. Jeez. Discussions about O'Donnell indicate a dissatisfaction with the evening news performance under Jeff Glor, who was named evening news anchor in October of 2017. CBS flagship nightly broadcast has long trailed its rivals on ABC and NBC, but in the past year, the telecast ratings have fallen further behind. Is that possible? Whew. How the mighty have fallen. I'm old enough to remember when Walter Cronkite did the CBS Evening News. And you know, on those broadcasts, they did do opinion. Eric Severide did opinion on Walter Cronkite's CBS Evening News broadcast, but it was labeled as an editorial or commentary. It wasn't the personal progressive ideology of whoever the anchor of the moment happened to be. And look, you know, we get it. Put a woman anchor in there, it'll get some buzz. And I guess she's probably pretty good. I don't know. I've never seen her. Too bad Uncle Walter is not around. They could bring him back, you know. How about animatronic Walter Cronkite? Yeah. And they just stick in their progressive ideology and put the words in Walter's mouth. As it turns out, Cronkite was a hardcore lefty. He was a socialist or next thing to it himself. Would you have known it from watching his news? No. Except maybe when he did his, you know, we're losing in Vietnam business. But he was not, say, the Bernie Sanders, you know, of his day, at least on the air. Oh, speaking of Bernie, Moneypenny told me, how much money did Bernie get in his first day after having announced?
$6 million.
Yeah, and you know they had that money ready to go. They had that in their pocket so they could make a big splash with it. 77-year-old Bernie Sanders. You may remember Bernie. He played Jim in Taxi. Bernie is trying to be hip. Yeah, he wants to appeal to younger voters, so he has put together a music video for his campaign. We managed to get hold of it. It's not out yet, but we got a pre-release copy. Can we roll the Bernie Sanders for Video music vid, please?
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders.
Up, here we go.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a nonstop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold.
I hear you.
It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand, it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive.
Barely.
Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive.
Go, Bernie.
I'm staying alive, staying alive.
Careful, watch your heart.
I'm staying alive. I ran out of air.
Bernie, you okay, Bernie?
All right, Dan.
Okay. I'm sure that'll be coming to programmed in by the guys at Google and Facebook. So anytime you look up any story on Facebook or Google, you'll get that Bernie Sanders music video. Make sure you support him for president. In on the text line, Bobby, I always heard that Walter Cronkite was asked when he left journalism if he was a Democrat or Republican, and he looked at the person and said, the fact that you have to ask me that question means I did my job correctly. Bobby, if you have to ask a politician for permission to use a gun, it's a right. It's no right. Ask Chairman Mao where power comes from. The barrel of a gun. Bobby, please tell Bernie I self-identify as a poor person, have a right to migrate to his million-dollar Vermont lake house and occupy it. As a wealthy white male, he owes me that at a minimum. Bob, you mentioned CBS News. How about James Woods as the perfect replacement news anchor? Talk about liberal heads exploding. Bonus hour is still on the way, including today's edition of Boneheads in the News, coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.